Hello, this is Wendy Bauer, returning with the Decatur Herald and Review, dated December 28, 2015. We're going to continue now with the death notices. Stella Mae Delahunt, Clinton. Stella Mae Delahunt, 98, of Hopedale, Illinois, and formerly of Clinton, passed away at 6:09 a.m. Thursday, December 24, 2015, at Hopedale Nursing Home. Graveside services will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, December 30, 2015, in the chapel at Glendale Memorial Gardens. There will be no visitation. Memorial contributions may be made to the American Heart Association. Dolores Penn, Decatur. Dolores D. Penn, 93, of Decatur, passed away on December 26, 2015, in Heritage Health, Mount Zion, Illinois. Visitation will be on Tuesday, December 29, 2015, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Brindlinger and Earl Funeral Home in Decatur, Illinois, with a service at 7 o'clock p.m. Graveside services will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. Wednesday, December 30, 2015, at Fairlawn Cemetery. Memorials may be made to friends of the Decatur Public Library, the DMH Thrift Store, or donor's choice. Funerals listed for today, Monday, December 28, 2015, include Beverly A. Bev Brown, 76, of Decatur, formerly of Sullivan and Lovington, at 6:30 p.m. in McMullen Young Funeral Home in Sullivan. Glenn Norman Kraft, 79, of Cerro Gordo, at 11 a.m. in First United Methodist Church, Roswell, New Mexico. Philip Eugene Jean Crean, 85, of Mattoon, at 10 a.m. in Immaculate Conception Church in Mattoon. Ruth Ann Gosser, 69, of Decatur, at 11 a.m. in Graceland Fairlawn Funeral Home. David D. Hood, 58, of Decatur, at 9:15 a.m. in Lauderburgh and Oler Funeral Home, Arlington Heights. Everett J. Inman, 92, of Decatur, at 11 a.m. in Elwyn United Methodist Church. Richard H. Cressine, 81, of Decatur, 10 a.m. in St. John's Lutheran Church. Robert L. Lowe, 84, of Pena, 11 a.m. in Zion United Methodist Church, Mendota. Margaret A. Minnick, 84, of Alpharetta, Georgia, formerly of Decatur, at 10:30 a.m. in Star of Hope Mausoleum, Fairlawn Cemetery. The funerals pending for Monday, December 28, 2015, include Carl W. Lewis of Newton, who died Saturday, December 26, 2015, Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. A final obituary for Marilyn M. Bayer of Harristown. Marilyn M. Bayer, 83, of Harristown, Illinois, passed away at 6:45 p.m. on Thursday, December 24, 2015, in Fair Havens Christian Home, Decatur, Illinois. A service to celebrate Marilyn's life will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. Wednesday, December 30, 2015, at Dawson and Wyckoff West Wood Street Funeral Home, with Steve Cambrill officiating. Marilyn will be laid to rest in the Harristown Township Cemetery. The family will receive friends for visitation beginning at noon on Wednesday until service time at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made in her memory to Homeward Bound Pet Shelter, Good Samaritan Inn, or the New Life Pregnancy Center. And now continuing with the news. From the At Work page, Decatur Leadership Institute graduates announced. From Decatur. The Leadership Institute recently marked the completion of another 14-week session. The following individuals are the latest graduates: Jessamine Asmakita, United Way of Decatur in Macon County; Jared Broderick, Archer Daniels Midland Company; Tim Birch, Chastain & Associates, LLC; Rachel Dassenbrock, Heart Technologies; Jason Doyle, Tate & Lyle, North America, Renee Emmerich, Investment Planners, Inc., Paula Heinkel, Ameren, Illinois, Wes Hillen, Foster Financial Services, Jacob Horv, Horv Hospitality Management, Cami Kern, Homewood Suites by Hilton, Shatea Moore, Caterpillar, Inc., Lindsay Nolan, Millikan University, Zane Peterson, Brinkutter & Associates, Prescott Pollen, 300 Below, Inc., Sean Perkins, Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce, Jason Rising, Decatur Memorial Hospital, Susan Sams, Energy Assistance Foundation, Michael Spaulding, Newhoff Media, Decatur, and Blake Wallace, Staley Credit Union. The Decatur Leadership Institute program is a community-wide effort facilitated by the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce to ensure high-quality leadership to meet the present and future challenges that face the Decatur area. The program fills the need experienced by many communities for active involvement of informed and dedicated citizens in leadership roles. From the Achievements section, First Mid earns Debit Processing Awards. From Mattoon, First Mid Illinois Bank and Trust has been recognized as an inaugural recipient of two 2015 Visa Debit Processing Service Achievement Awards, the lowest fraud rate and the overall portfolio excellence. These awards give accolades to clients who achieve the pinnacle of performance in key areas driving business growth and cardholder satisfaction. Shelley Rowland, Vice President of Card and ATM Manager, stated, "To be named one of Visa's highest performing clients for our consistent and superior operation performance is truly an honor and a proud achievement for First Mid. We are committed to providing superior service to our customers, and Visa is a key player in helping us deliver that commitment." Also from the Achievements section, National 4-H Association honors Lehman. From Decatur, Amy Lehman, Macon County 4-H Youth Development Metro Educator, received national awards recognizing outstanding programming and distinguished service. The awards were presented at this year's National Association of Extension 4-H Agents Annual Conference in Portland, Oregon. Lehman, a Macon County Extension employee for 13 years, received the Distinguished Service Award, which recognizes outstanding staff with 7 or more years of outstanding service. Since 2013, Illinois has worked to revitalize its 4-H Teen Leadership Program initiative and has outlined 6 distinct roles for youth to develop and exercise leadership: planning, promoting, teaching, mentoring, advising, and advocating. Lehman, along with 4 other Illinois 4-H youth metro educators, were recognized for outstanding programming for the exponential growth in teen participation since the start of this initiative. These educators, along with Illinois Director of 4-H, Lisa Diaz, shared best practices for working with teen teachers in community and special interest 4-H clubs, summer nutrition programs, after-school programs, homeschool groups, and community partner settings. University of Illinois Extension provides 4-H programs in every county in Illinois. Illinois 4-H impacts the lives of 200,000 youth each year through sustained learning clubs and groups and short-term programming. FISTECH successfully completes security audit. From Decatur, FISTECH, Inc., an innovator in payment processing solutions with service centers in Decatur and St. Louis, is pleased to announce successful completion of the Type 2 examination under Statement on Standards for Attestation Engagements No. 16. The examination, which reviewed payment processing services, was conducted by Brightline CPAs and Associates, an independent third-party auditor and one of the leading providers of attestation and compliance services. For the 5th consecutive year, FISTECH has successfully completed the examination with 0 exceptions, representing the strength of our security operations, said Melody Lashmar, Executive Vice President of FISTECH. This audit reflects our hard work and dedication to provide innovative and secure services to our client base. Also, from Decatur. Bruder joins Decatur Law Firm. Moore, Sessler, McNutt & Wrigley LLC is pleased to announce that Carolyn Bruder has joined the firm as an attorney. Carolyn's practice includes family, custody business, real estate, wills, civil litigation, personal injury, and workers' compensation. Carolyn earned her bachelor's degree from Millikan University in 2008. She earned her Juris Doctorate from Southern Illinois University in 2013. From 2013 to 2015, she was associated with a law firm in Bloomington, where she represented clients in workers' compensation defense. Carolyn, the daughter of Dr. and Mrs. Alan Colby, graduated from Decatur Public Schools. She now resides in Mount Zion with her husband. And now, the Prairie Talk column by Joe Trimmer for the Herald and Review. Taking a musical journey. Music inevitably takes us on journeys. What follows is with apologies to Tim Kaine. I read his column and usually don't understand most of what he has written, but marvel at his knowledge of music. The one advantage I have on him is age. I was born during the big band era, experienced the birth of rock and roll, handled the British invasion, never understood the attraction of heavy metal or grunge bands, and dropped out of the music scene with the onset of gangsta rap, or just rap in general. Another possible advantage, I saw, met, and talked to many stars before they were stars. I didn't realize it at the time, but when I was stationed at Memphis for 7 months of aviation electronics school, a whole new world opened up for me. Does Beale Street ring any bells? It was the home of the Blues and Sun Records. What Muddy Waters could do with a guitar amazed me. Bo Diddley got my toes to dancing, poorly, but moving. I met Jerry Lee Lewis coming out of the Sun studio. Yes, he was a little crazy, but friendly to a sailor who hesitantly approached him. Elvis, or Elmo Parsnip, as we called him, had already hit big, but willingly threw a show at the local Salvation Army for about 50 or 100 of us sailors who kept our civvies in the SA basement locker room. For nothing but our applause. Sidebar, Elvis's movie premiere was in Memphis. I couldn't make that, but saw it shortly after. The audience, presumably his fellow Memphis citizens, spent most of the time laughing or hooting his singing. It took a while to become the king. A somewhat forgotten era of music is the singing cowboys, most notably Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, or Leonard Sly, his real name as we call them, and Tex Ritter. Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Ritter's Do Not Forsake Me, O My Darlin' are two of the most successful songs of all time. It should also be noted that none other than John Wayne was dubbed Singin' Sandy before he was Duke. It should also be noted his singing was dubbed. During the day, my radio is always tuned to Rock and Roll Oldies Station. Many times, while watching TV, I'll switch back and forth to country oldies. A lot of songs jolt me back to a time or an event in my life. I'm sure that's a truism for most of us. Some, He Stopped Loving Her Today, Together Again, Sweet Dreams, and Are the Stars Out Tonight, make me swallow hard. Again, like most of us, they have special meaning for me. Of late, I've gotten hooked by the movie Jersey Boys, the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. In truth, when they first arrived on the scene, I thought they were a joke. That falsetto voice, are you kidding? How much of the movie is true, I'll leave to the experts. But the how and why hooked me. One thing in particular sticks with me. It concerns a Jersey contract, a handshake. My contract is my word. With apologies to my daughter, the attorney, if I give you my word, it's better than a legal contract. Finally, I was playing one of my old vinyl records on my old record player. It was an obscure George Jones album. It didn't have any of his big hits, but three touched me. I'm a Survivor, Moments of Brilliance, and The Old Man No One Loves. I'm sure Mr. Kaine would agree that music, in all its forms, reaches out to us in many ways. And now, more local news from the Decatur Tribune Online, Paul Osborne, editor. From the City Beat, Christmas Memory from the City Council Chamber. It was the last City Council meeting of the year, and a few days before Christmas, several years ago, when I served as mayor. The previous several weeks, I had a strong disagreement with another councilman that spilled over a little into that meeting. After the council meeting was over, I approached him and started talking about our differences, wanting to make my position clear. We continued to talk, and as time passed, and both of us were able to understand more about the other person's position, the conversation became enjoyable and mellow. When we finished talking, we looked around, and nearly everybody had cleared out of the council chamber, and a member of staff was ready to shut off the lights. As I headed to the mayor's office down the hall, the councilman headed for the chamber door to leave. I wished him a Merry Christmas. He turned, smiled, and said, "You have a Merry Christmas, too." I don't know if both of us had caught an extra measure of the Christmas spirit, but I fondly remember that talking things out with him one-on-one was refreshing, and I was really in the Christmas mood when I left the Civic Center that night. That happened a decade ago, but I rarely pass the Civic Center during Christmas season that I don't think back to that conversation. All of us need to constantly be reminded that differences can often be resolved if we take the time to talk to each other in a one-on-one private conversation, especially at Christmas time. And from the page News from Here and There from the Decatur Tribune Online, Macon County residents targeted with Visa debit card telephone scam. Macon County State's Attorney Jay Scott and Macon County Sheriff Thomas Schneider announced today that Macon County is being targeted with a new scam. The calls are automated, claim to be from Visa, and indicate that a problem exists with the intended victim's prepaid Visa debit card. The goal of the scam is to obtain the numbers from the victim's debit card, which would allow the scammers to immediately steal any funds on the card. We received several calls yesterday on the Elder Fraud Hotline reporting this scam, Scott said. Then I actually got the call myself on my cell phone. The best thing to do if you get one of these calls is to hang up. If you suspect a scam is about to be or has been committed, please call the Elder Fraud Hotline at 217-615-7582. All calls are answered by State's Attorney Jay Scott or Sheriff Thomas Schneider. To learn more about scams, visit the State's Attorney's website at www.sa-macon-il.us. Next, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Luncheon at Decatur Club, January 16th. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Luncheon will be held at noon on Saturday, January 16th, 2016, at the Decatur Club, kicking off a 30th annual weekend of events in Decatur in honor of the slain civil rights leader. The theme for this year's event is Our City, His Dream, with a luncheon and annual Freedom March scheduled. 4th District Appellate Court Judge Lisa Holder White will serve as the luncheon speaker. Judge Holder White, a Decatur native, is the daughter of Marvin and Corinne Holder. She previously served as Macon County Assistant State's Attorney and also as an Assistant Public Defender, where she litigated on behalf of individuals charged with criminal offenses and represented abused and neglected children. Prior to being appointed to the bench, Judge Holder White enjoyed a thriving private practice at the firm formerly known as Brinketter & White. In 2001, she was sworn in as an associate judge, becoming the first African-American judge in the 6th Judicial Circuit. She became a circuit judge in 2008, when she was appointed to fill a retirement vacancy, later gaining election to the position. On January 14, 2013, Judge White was sworn in as the first African-American justice on the Illinois Appellate Court, 4th District, and was elected to the Illinois Appellate Court 4th District in 2014. Tickets for the luncheon are $30 for individual seating or $300 for a table of 10 and are available at the City of Decatur's Human Resources Office located on the second floor of the Decatur Civic Center, No. 1 Gary Anderson Plaza. Tickets will be sold on a first-come, first-served basis and will not be sold at the door on the day of the luncheon. The annual Freedom March is set for Monday, January 18th. The march will commence from one location at the Decatur Civic Center and will proceed north to the Church of the Living God Temple No. 1, 1915 North Martin Luther King Drive. The annual King Weekend events are led by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Steering Committee, a subcommittee of the Decatur Human Relations Commission. Contact the city's Human Resources Department at 217-424-2805 or Billy Tyus at 217-424-2727 for more information. Next, Salvation Army receives 3 gold coins in red kettles valued at $1,500 to $2,000. The Salvation Army found 2 gold coins in one of their kettles this week and an 1897 $20 gold piece in a kettle today. We found 2 gold coins in our kettle that was located at the Kroger store in Fairview Plaza, said Major Wes Dahlberg, Corps Officer of the Salvation Army in Decatur. 2 of the coins were identical Liberty 1/4 ounce fine gold coins valued at about $300 each. The $20 gold piece was dropped in the kettle at the Kroger at the Airport Plaza on Highway 36 and is valued at about $1,000. We truly thank these anonymous donors for bringing us closer to our overall goal. This gift and many others will allow us to be there with a hand up for many Macon County residents who are going through difficulties, added Dahlberg. The Salvation Army could not have the impact it does without the dedication of our volunteers and staff. During the Red Kettle campaign, the need for volunteers increases dramatically while staff put in longer hours. We appreciate the gold coin givers' thoughtfulness not only for those served, but for those doing the serving. Discovering the gold coins brings a smile to everyone's face, added Dahlberg. The money raised during this campaign is used to provide for Macon County residents during the holidays and through 2016. The Salvation Army's Tree of Lights campaign will run until December 24th. Our bell ringers will be ringing from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. now through Christmas Eve. We have several individuals and groups signed up to volunteer to ring for us. It is easy to volunteer. The goal for the 2015 Tree of Lights campaign is $400,000, and donations will be taken toward that goal through the end of January 2016. Donations of checks and cash may be placed in any of the kettles, mailed to the Salvation Army at P.O. Box 836, Decatur, Illinois, 62525-0836, dropped off at the Salvation Army at 229 West Main in Decatur, or by credit or debit card donation at www.sadecatur.org. Next, Crime Stoppers information names suspects in Flora Gems robbery in October. On October 31, 2015, officers responded to the report of a robbery at Flora Gems located at 101 North Water. Subjects had entered the store and used hammers to break display cases and remove property. This case was investigated initially by the patrol division with witnesses being located. The case was then assigned to the detective division for follow-up investigations. Crime Stopper information was received naming suspects in the crime. These subjects were located and interviewed. On December 20, 2015, patrol officers were investigating an unrelated matter when a person with information related to the Flora Gems case was identified. The patrol officer recognized that this was information relevant to the investigation and notify the Investigations Bureau. The suspects, a 19-year-old male Decatur resident and a 16-year-old Decatur male, were then interviewed and each admitted their role in the Flora Gems robbery. This case is still being investigated. And finally, City Council approves property tax increase hotel redevelopment agreement. The Decatur City Council on Monday, December 21st, reluctantly voted to approve an increase in the city's portion of the local property tax, capping a 2016 budgeting season driven largely by what was a projected $4.3 million deficit and declining local revenues. Members voted 6-1 in favor of a tax levy of $1.725 million over last year, an amount that will add an estimated $52 to the tax bill of the owner of a $100,000 home. The levy represents a 14.6% increase over tax year 2014, payable in 2015, and is one of three revenue enhancements approved to fill the projected deficit and help fund current basic services, including public safety protection, community and public works services. The increases will also help the city begin the critical step of rebuilding cash reserves. Next year's city budget also will be funded in part by an increase in the utility tax from 1.25% to 4.25%, which is expected to generate $3.7 million in new revenue, and an increase in the hotel use tax from 6 to 8%, which goes into effect January 1, 2016. In other business, council members approved a redevelopment agreement with Pace Hospitality, LLC, to build a new Holiday Inn and Suites and associated Burger Theory full-service gourmet restaurant. The project will involve the construction of a four-story, 114-room hotel on what is currently a 3.55-acre unimproved site within the northern city limits of Decatur. The project investment is more than $9 million, with construction to provide 65 local construction jobs and begin in the first quarter of 2016. The construction period is expected to take 9 to 15 months, and the hotel is expected to support 50 full-time equivalent employees once it opens. The redevelopment agreement includes sharing 50% of the current 6% hotel use tax received by the city from the project for 5 years. This has been Wendy Bauer with the Decatur Herald and Review and also the Decatur Tribune Online. I look forward to reading with you again in the future. Thank you.